Park City, Utah has been attracting independent filmmakers and movie lovers since 1978, and they're back again today for the start of the Sundance Film Festival. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco previews this year's lineup.
The festival got its start in Salt Lake City to promote indie films and the state of Utah. Actor Robert Redford chaired that first year, then the festival moved to the ski resort town Park City. Over the years, the event helped launch the careers of indie filmmakers like Quentin Tarantino, Ava DuVernay, Ryan Coogler, the Coen brothers, and Steven Soderbergh, who has a film in this year's lineup. Here's Eugene Hernandez, the director of the Sundance Film Festival. He says this is a milestone year.
You won't see us being too nostalgic. We will acknowledge that moment in the 40th edition with a special gala, and we have some retrospective screenings, but we really feel like the best way to honor the history of Sundance and the history of independent storytelling is by looking ahead.
To that end, Sundance audiences are already buzzing about this year's premieres, like the post-apocalyptic romance Love Me. It stars Steven Yeun and Kristen Stewart, who personify a love-struck satellite and a buoy who meet online.
Who are you?
I am life form.
What type of life form?
It's buoy life form.
Great first question.
Another film premiering at Sundance is a satire, The American Society of Magical Negroes. It stars Justice Smith and David Alan Greer.
What's the most dangerous animal on the planet?
Shark.
White people, when they feel uncomfortable. White people feeling uncomfortable precedes a lot of bad stuff for us. That's why we fight white discomfort every day.
Exhibiting Forgiveness stars Andre Holland as a visual artist with his singer wife played by Andra Day. Real life painter Titus Kaphar describes his first feature film.
This film is for anybody who's ever struggled with forgiveness. The generation of us whose parents struggled with addiction in the 80s and 90s, now we're old enough to be parents, and our children are beginning to ask us questions.
This year, Sundance says it had a record 17,000 films from around the world submitted for consideration. One of those that made the cut is Veni Vidi Vici, a comedy whodunit from Austria about a billionaire family that likes outdoor adventure. Among the documentaries the festival is known for is one on Mexican artist Frida Kahlo.
Pinto porque lo necesito.
Also docs about Superman star Christopher Reeves, singer Luther Vandross, and the 46 musical superstars who gathered in 1985 to sing for African famine relief.
We are the world. We are the children.
The Greatest Night in Pop chronicles that moment. Other musical documentaries include the stories of the band Devo and the Lollapalooza Festival. Another Sundance film features experimental music producer Brian Eno. Its scenes will be ordered differently each time it screens, using generative software. Other filmmakers are collaborating with artificial intelligence in their storytelling, including Rashad Newsom's Being, the Digital Griot. The on-screen AI figure vogues and gives advice based on data sets from Black theorists, poets, and activists.
Do you regularly deal with racial aggressions, inappropriate or demeaning comments, or just nasty looks because you're Black? Well, I am here to help.
The Sundance Film Festival will also be online for those who can't make it to the mountain. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
My name is Peter Shickley, and I teach at the University of Southern North Dakota at Hoople.
The American composer Peter Shickley has died at the age of 88. Shickley composed serious classical music, but he'll be remembered most for the satirical compositions he wrote under the fictional name P.D.Q. Bach, which he presented to audiences as works that he had discovered, air quotes, belonging to a long-forgotten relative of Johann Sebastian Bach.